Proudly presents the John Morris Show. Baylor University, where lights shine bright. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
All right, great to see you guys. Appreciate you guys being here, especially after the bye week. I think our team is healthy, recovered, very focused. We had a great bye week last week, getting ourselves better, and then obviously got started last night for this Rice game, and really liked our focus and maturity of the team as they showed up yesterday.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Excited to get on the road. One of our challenges coming out of the last 2 years is twofold. You know, winning after a bye, which we have not yet done, and then winning on the road. And winning on the road is its own entity, has its own process. It requires maturity. It requires the toughness to go into someone else's building. And we're going to work hard at that this week.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Rice is a good football team. Rice is going to present challenges to us in many ways, both physically. They're a tough, rugged group. You watch their effort on special teams. You watch punt return. You watch their kick return. You watch their run defense versus a really good Texas team, versus a really good Army team.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a Wednesday. Overcast in Central Texas. Looks like some rain potentially headed our way. Rain really hitting the coast. Houston, Galveston area there, just getting deluged down there. We'll check in Houston, visit with J.P. Heath, the play-by-play voice for the Rice Owls, coming up in just a bit. We'll talk weather with him and talk Baylor Rice coming up on Saturday. So we look forward to that coming up in just a bit. Garrett, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are things?
Pretty good so far.
We get started on a Wednesday morning. Overcast for sure, and it was cooler even yesterday, just because of the clouds that we have, and then today, I mean, looking out the window here, looking out toward the, I guess, toward the west, northwest, it looks a little dark.
I know coming in this morning, I was looking, there was a lot of crazy-looking clouds and everything, so it got me thinking, I don't ever really watch the weather, so I don't know what's going to happen. So I was looking at the clouds, I was like, well, I guess we are going to get some rain today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can tell. They sure look like it.
Yeah.
So might be coming our way. And I saw this yesterday, first in my office on the Weather Channel. It said something like Houston braces for flash flooding. And I thought, oh, great, we're going to Houston this weekend.
That's the last thing you want
to
hear.
Right, and then it said up to 5 to 10 inches of rain in the Houston area.
That's crazy.
So it's just, what's the name? I mean, it's another tropical depression that's kind of hit into the coast there.
I haven't seen it, but they're always, but it seems like over the past few years, Houston's been, because I haven't really paid attention to Houston that much, but it seems like over the past few years they've been flooding more often.
It seems like
than
it,
normal.
Doesn't it? Yeah, and if we think that, how do you think they feel?
Yeah, it's got to,
down there. So so we'll visit with JP and get a weather report from him. Baylor Rice, I don't know if, I can't remember for sure if it was the last time we were there or not. One of our most recent trips to Rice Stadium to play Rice, we had a couple of weather delays. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was 2016. I think it was the time before that, whenever that was. But, man, you just go into delay mode on the broadcast, and, you know, there's nothing you can do when it's lightning strikes. Like that Iowa State game this weekend, they just, you know, just had delays. Nothing you can do. You just sort of wait it out.
From a preparation standpoint, how does that affect y'all?
Well, we have things in place for weather delays. Mm-hmm. And thanks to IMG and Dave Shook, our studio guy there, there's always options to go to. Mm-hmm. The last option being to turn things over to the stations, you know, because sometimes with our affiliates, you turn it back to them and you never get it back. I mean, they never come back. So we try to go into fill programming. with the understanding that some stations, you know, outside of Waco, you know, those folks, they don't want to sit there for 8 or 9 hours just waiting on a Baylor game. Some people in Waco don't want to wait 8 or 9 hours.
Yeah.
But like our coaches show, those are archived. You could run that. We've got some Lunch with a Legend interviews that are applicable to football. You know, we can plug those in. So we've got things like that. And then they've got funny thing is they AMG has some great games that they go to. And we had a weather delay here at one point and several years ago. This was back when we were at Floyd Casey Stadium.
Yeah.
And they went to one of the great games, you know, and it's just a game broadcast from the past. And somebody told me the first of the next week, said, yeah, my dad tuned into the game, and he was sure that we were playing Kansas State, but it was Kansas game, and he really enjoyed listening. Didn't really realize that it was a game from the past that we were playing as a weather delay.
Do they give you all, like, a time limit? Like, per se, you have – like a 4-hour delay before we switch over and not carry in your game, or how does that work?
Not really. I mean, we've never had, if there is something like that, I don't know about it. So, but sometimes it's just, you don't know what the time will be,
yeah.
You know, you're waiting and what you hope is that you get some kind of win or some kind of time frame, you know, saying it's going to be a long one. This is going to be an hour and a half. This is going to be 2 hours. Something like that.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're just kind of sitting, and if it's lightning involved, you know, every time there's a lightning strike within 8 miles, that resets the clock to 30 minutes. So you're just watching those, and then you just reset and reset and reset.
I was just interested to see how that worked from y'all's end of things.
Yeah. I mean, we just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
Sometimes is all you can do. So we'll see what happens on Saturday, see what the weather's supposed to be there, but could be an issue if you're planning on going down. It's a night game, so we're already playing at night. It's not like if it was an afternoon game, you know, you might be able to sit things out a little bit longer.
And that's so what time is the kickoff? Is it
6?
6. So if they keep delaying, I mean, I would hate to see it. Like, is there a chance where they would have to say, we have to call the game tonight and restart the next morning?
That's a possibility. Yeah. You know, you don't want to do that because there's so much involved. I mean, the team, they've checked out of the hotel. They're at the stadium. You know, they're going home after.
Yeah.
So where would you bunk that night? So and that's always one of the options, I think, maybe way down the list, of the options. So we'll see how things play out this weekend weather-wise for Baylor and Rice. We'll talk about that with J.P. Heath, the voice of the Rice Owls. Look forward to visiting with him. Rice is 0-3 on the season. They have played a tough schedule so far, really a tough schedule. First-year head coach there, Mike Blumgren. They played Army first at Army. They played Wake Forest, and then they played Texas are the three they've played, now Baylor. And then they go into Conference USA play next week. But that's really a tough schedule they've carved out for themselves to start the year.
Oh, absolutely. And it might be worse on the defense when you think about it, because you're going from, like, Army, who's just, you know, option,
right.
option, to then Texas is going to spread you out. And that's just difficult to prepare for. But at the same time, it gives you plenty of options to see a variety of, you know, things to prepare for games going forward.
That's true. And it's probably a good thing the Army game was first.
Yeah.
Because you work on that, you know, that triple option, you work on that not exclusively in fall camp, but some extra work there going into that game rather than having just 1 week to prepare for that kind of offense.
Yeah, that'll give you a better opportunity to try to at least slow it down some.
Yeah. And Army, I tell you, they're really good.
They are.
I mean, took Michigan to overtime at the Big House. They are really good this year. All right, so Baylor and Rice coming up on Saturday. We'll look at that. We'll look at the entire Big 12 schedule of games this week, including two conference games. There's two Big 12 games. This weekend, West Virginia plays at Kansas, and Oklahoma State plays at Texas. Oklahoma State, Texas is the primetime Saturday night game on ABC at 6:30 from Austin this Saturday evening. So we'll look at the entire Big 12 schedule coming up in just a bit. We'll focus in on Baylor and Rice as we visit with J.P. Heath, the voice of the Rice Owls. John Morris Show brought to you in part by UBO Business Services, a championship decision in business, is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600, UBO Business Services. Also brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Here today with Waco's financial and retirement planning resources, the team from Lovett and Associates, founder CEO Kendall Lovett, as well as advisor Jeremy Mossick. Kendall, what is the mission there at Lovett and Associates, and what do you do to help your clients achieve that mission?
Retirement is our mission. We wake up every day trying to help as many people as we can avoid the mistakes that most people make when they're preparing for retirement. That day comes around a lot quicker than they expect it to.
You mentioned avoid the mistakes. It's been said that smart people learn from their own mistakes. I really feel like we don't have the time to learn from our own mistakes in retirement. You sort of only get one chance at that ideal retirement.
You do. You get one chance at it. I think most people make a big mistake of procrastinating and saying, I'll get around to that when the time comes. We try to make people realize that if they get into a habit, that when the time comes, the money will be there. If you put it off one time, it makes it easier to put it off the next time, and it's time to retire and the money's not there.
There are several things that take place that can really spark the need to seek professional advice. That big event, someone who is approaching retirement quicker than they thought they would, a large liquidity event, the sale of a property, sudden wealth, that liquidity event puts you in a position where you're dealing with more money and a lot more planning than the average person might be comfortable dealing with. And so coming to see an advisor to prepare for that and receive the best advice that you can under those circumstances is very important.
And at Lovett and Associates, they do offer that guidance to savers and investors across Waco on a complimentary, no cost, no obligation basis. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call, 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Save over $13,000 on 2019 Silverado 1500 LT, Texas edition with supplier pricing. See the difference that so many of our friends rave about: transparent pricing, high trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations, will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Excited to go back to Houston. Last time we were there, we had a great experience. I know a lot of our guys are from Houston. Chance to come home, play in front of family and friends. And most importantly, I think when you go on the road, it's a chance to, you know, continue to grow and develop as a brotherhood, as a team. And I hope that we take full advantage of that this week.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, Coach Matt Rhule, talking about this week's opponent for the Bears, the Rice Owls at Venerable Rice Stadium in Houston. Joining us now to talk about that, we welcome in the voice of the Rice Owls. J.P. Heath joins us now. And J.P., good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Doing swell. How are you?
Great, great, great. And you got to answer the question that's on my mind. You say you're in Broadus, Texas today. What are you doing in Broadus?
As a moonlighting gig, I do youth tobacco prevention in East Texas. I live in Lufkin, so Broadus is one of our newer schools.
Okay.
So, I haven't found Terry Teagle yet, though. I haven't found him.
How about the Terry Teagle statue? There's got to be something in Broadus that that commemorates Terry Teagle coming out of there.
I'll find it. I'll show you Saturday.
Yeah, please do. That's great. Great. Well, thanks for letting me know you are there. Youth, what, tobacco prevention? That's very good, very noble.
Yeah, long story short, I've been impacted in my family by tobacco prevention and just felt led to it. And it's been an interesting side gig the last few years. You get to stay sharp with the kids. And hopefully try to help a few of them along the way.
Wow, that's great. So what do you do? Do you go into new presentations to schools and things like that?
Yeah, presentations. Like I talked to the seniors this morning. Of course, they're having none of it. but usually sixth grade curriculum where we'll do, hey, little Jimmy, don't dip. Or, hey, yeah. Sally, don't use the Juul. The Juul is the new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Very addictive and very highly addictive, and the same old tricks by the big tobacco companies. But I don't mind talking more about that, but it's a passion of mine, and it's hopefully a few of them get something out of it.
How about that? Well, preach on. You got a good message to tell there. That's great. I thought you might have gotten out of Houston because of the weather down there. We're seeing that. What do you think the weather's going to be like when Baylor and Rice play on Saturday, and could that impact the game at all?
Well, we've got turf, so in that regard, no, but don't have to tell too many people about the history that everybody gets a little skittish around there with Harvey. It's just really uncomfortable. I mean, they're projecting 8 to 10 inches of rain.
Wow.
I've seen some per day. So it's going to camp out a while, and as you probably know, it just doesn't drain well in Houston. So I think by the time that we're kicking it off, Saturday night it'll be okay. And that part of Houston drains, okay, but I've been there for baseball games, and it floods really quickly, being so close to the medical center. But it'll be fine. I'm a hopeful guy, but it's still pretty tense the days leading up to it.
Yeah,
I
can see that with good reason. I mean, those folks who live there have been through so much in the recent past, and anytime it gets like this, I'm sure it gets their attention. All right, let's talk about the game a little bit. Rice is 0-3, but, man, who made that schedule? That is a really tough schedule that Rice has played in non-conference this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's what's in front of us, and I like the way Coach Blomgren spun it, and not that it's spin control, but that he looked at it from an optimistic, glasses-half-full type of approach. I think it was after the Army and then before the gauntlet of Wake Forest, Texas, and y'all, that, hey, this is why you come to Rice. I mean, we had LSU in a non-conference game last year. He talked about controlling the controllable. And, again, I know you expect having the Rice guy coming on here to look at things positively from a Rice angle, but they really have looked good in certain areas. They didn't play well in some other areas, special teams and third down defense against Texas. But the young guys – some have stepped up and have kind of been thrown in the fire, so to speak. But, yeah, it's certainly a daunting schedule. Start out with Army and had a really good chance to win that game. Positives out of Wake Forest, but we lose our starting quarterback. And then last week. I'm sure you know about against Texas. Just the Longhorns prove why they are the number 12 team in the country, and then no let up at all with y'all coming in on Saturday.
Yeah, that I mean, that's tough. I mean, you could probably go to any school in the country and you say lost your starting quarterback, and that's going to set you back. How much has that really hampered the early success for Rice?
That's not the excuse, and they don't make excuse, and that wouldn't be one I would latch on to, because there's not a huge drop-off, if any. We got even talking around the press box, press table lunch yesterday before press conference that, hey, I mean, Tom Stewart, he's got a lot of positives, too. Grad transfer from Harvard, Rice really utilized the transfer portal this year. They got Tom Stewart, so he was one of the more accurate passers. Excuse me, one of the more big play passers in FCS last year, I think sixth in yards per completion. So he was all Ivy League. So they're not doing a huge drop-off there with Stewart, but it still hurts because Wiley was a team leader. He won the job fairly coming into camp. But it's not an excuse. Coach Blumenger does not use that. And it wasn't the reason they lost any of those three games so far. But Coach said yesterday that Wiley could get some snaps or might even start on Saturday. But if it was me, and I'm certainly not Coach Heath here, but I think it would be Tom Stewart that would start on Saturday.
I got you. All right, good deal. What about Coach Blumgren, you know, in his second year there, 2-11 last year, 0-3 start this year, but against really tough teams. Where do you think he feels like he is in building that program?
As optimistic as you can be at 2-14, he's that. He said just yesterday, I remember that almost verbatim question being asked, what positives can you glean from an 0-3 start? And he said, just the guys are fighting. They're working. They're buying in. There's no negativity. In the game, some of that crept in. They're really frustrated with not being able to keep Texas and Ellinger off the field, but they bought in. And I don't know how much you know about this or Baylor fans know about just the admiration Coach Blumgren has for Coach Rule and just that respect and how they've even talked this week. And as you know, that's a rarity between coaches that go against each other in a game week. But he loves the way Coach Rule handles his business and just admires the way he has brought Baylor up again and just can't. He just has a different tone, and this is just my second year working with him, but really respects Coach Rule and what you guys have done and will do. So I know maybe they're not friends so much when we play 60 minutes of ball Saturday off South Main and University, but he really wants to pattern a lot of the things he's doing at Rice with what y'all are doing in Waco.
Yeah, that's a real compliment, and I think Coach Rule feels the same way. He just talked in glowing terms about Coach Blumgren, you know, at his press conference on Monday, and just how tough the team is, you know, and how hard they play, and that's sort of one of the mantras with Coach Rule is, you know, just be tough out there and be tough-minded and physically tough. So I think maybe it kind of sounds like both the coaches sort of have that same mindset in the way they want their team to play and look.
Yeah, and not even on the field, but off the field too, how this makes me sound like, hey, maybe it sounds exactly like the old guy that I am, but like you can tell kids know. Like you can make them learn through hardship and make them earn things, and that's another thing that Coach cited with me on our coaches show Monday night and at the podium Tuesday afternoon, that everything's not going to be great in life, so here you have to earn, you have to go through these difficult times. But unfortunately, Rice is kind of living that metaphor now, and they hope that the wins come sooner or later. Once the schedule lets up in conference, I think you'll see a team that really benefited from these tough first four games.
J.P. Heath is with us, play-by-play voice for the Rice Owls. J.P., we've talked about it a little bit here because I'm an old guy too, but there's a great rivalry with Baylor and Rice. Goes back to Southwest Conference days. It's the 82nd meeting coming up this week, but, you know, not a lot of games here against each other recently. How much do you think that plays in kind of the history between Baylor and Rice through the years?
I think it does. My stat guy, big booster guy, has become a really close friend. He loves playing Baylor, and I wish Maybe there are workings. You're higher up at Baylor and than I am at Rice, but maybe you know some games coming up on the schedule. But I wish that would be like every 4 or 5 years you play a couple times, because it's just wonderful to renew those old Southwest Conference rivalries. And maybe I'm saying that more on the fervor of after playing Texas. And you need those regional rivalries. And maybe I'm saying that because Rice is in a conference that is spread all throughout the nation. But you really have to pay homage to the past. And one of the things Rice has done recently is try to get like-minded schools, having Army, having Stanford, having Baylor, old rivalries, get those going. And that only the fan bases love that. And so I think that's not lost whatsoever. Rice fans just wish there are a few more wins mixed in there the last few years. But, yeah, they're really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I agree. I just think there's a plus when you can play teams that you've got that history with, and in-state teams. You know, we're playing three Texas schools, you know, in non-conference this year. So I just think there's a plus and a bonus to that also. And look forward to coming your way. We're looking forward to being at Rice Stadium. A lot of history there also. We've kind of talked about that this week. A lot of history at Rice Stadium.
Yeah, 70th year of Rice Stadium. Had a Super Bowl there. My old engineer, the great Frankie Hicks,
yeah,
named our home radio booth after him a long time ago, but he actually engineered the very first game there.
Wow.
70 years ago against Santa Clara. And I think it could be around 70 more. As durable and as sturdy as it is, it's kind of like something very something redeemable about it, too. Like you said, venerable. Leave it to you to have the perfect description of it earlier. That's a great way to put it.
Well, I think it fits. I mean, if those walls could talk, you know, the things that have gone on there at Rice Stadium, there have been a bunch of things through the years. Well, I appreciate your time this morning. Travel safe, and bring a rain jacket, sounds like, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Let me know if you find that Terry Teagle statue in Broadus today, okay?
I'm going to go look for it right now, actually.
Very good. Thanks, JP. Have a great day. JP Heath, the play-by-play voice for the Rice Owls, on the road in Broadus, Texas this morning. It is the home of Terry Teagle. Coach Haller talks about the recruitment of Terry Teagle. It's just, I don't know how big it is now, but when Teagle was there, it was I think this is right. I think it was a Class B school. It's when they had, Class B schools. I mean, it was that small. But Coach Haller found Terry Teagle and got him to Baylor, which was great.
It's crazy to see how many, like with Broadus being out there, you know, why people like Houston or somebody overlooked him.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's very crazy. I mean, that's a diamond in the rough.
That's exactly right. But you could tell, even at a small school, mm-hmm. you know, the talent that Teagle had. And, man, glad he ended up at Baylor. All right, great to visit with J.P. Heath, Baylor and Rice, coming up Saturday evening at 6 p.m. We're on the air at 4 p.m. with the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show live from Houston, and then the broadcast at 6. And, again, watch the weather if you're going down there to the game. May need a rain jacket, poncho, something like that, but we'll just see how things play out. It's just Wednesday now, but we'll see how things play out over the next few days. Appreciate J.P. being on with us. Let's take a break. Back with more in a moment. We'll look at the Big 12 schedule for the weekend when we come back. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Big doings going on at the Baylor Club, like a watch party for the Baylor Rice game coming up on Saturday. You're looking for a place, you want to be around other Baylor fans, or just be in a public place to watch the game with other fans. How about the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium? The watch party is unlike any other. They always have a good group there for that. It's in the Anytime Lounge and the ballroom, so it sounds like there'll be plenty of room there. 5 p.m. arrival. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff. Now, they'll have complimentary chips, queso, and salsa there, so that's a good draw in its own right. Watch the game, and then certainly if you wanted to have a full dinner while you're there, you need to make reservations at 254-710-8080. So a Baylor Bear football watch party coming up on Saturday at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Tonight is the new member orientation beginning at 5:30, And this is just basically a Baylor Club 101, just answers any questions you might have for new members. What does that entail? And all the events on this calendar for the Baylor Club. So if you're new, if you're a new member, this is for you coming up this evening. Thus the name, the new member orientation, Suite Lounge, fourth floor at the Baylor Club coming up this evening. Make a reservation for a spot there at 254-710-8080. That's the main number. If you want more information, you can certainly always go to the web as well at thebaylorclub.com. Check it out. Always something going on at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a dark ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
How many QBs have thrown for?
Internet security alert. Your computer might be infected by harmful viruses. Please do not shut down or reset your computer.
Aw, sh**. Not another virus. Those kids and their damn Google searches.
Kids playing on your computer again, Googling who knows what. How many times have you been hit with that awful virus alert? Well, before you flip out and panic and ground them for life, give my guys Dow, who is my brother from another mother, and Josh and the pros at Prompt Technology a call.
Prompt Technology. Prompt Technology. Prompt Technology. Prompt Technology. Prompt Technology.
They are experts when it comes to ridding your computer of any and all viruses at a very reasonable price. Not to mention, the experts at Prompt Technology have over 50 years combined experience in computer and networking technology. Check out Prompt Technology on 32nd and Franklin at the stoplight and also online at prompt-tech.com.
It may be the changing of the seasons, but at Allen Samuels, it's always truck season. Ram the toughest truck in the USA in the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Get special Texas incentives on new 2019 Ram Lone Stars with up to $9,000 in values, or choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.9 for 72. See us for details. Ram Power Days at Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need: privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own, or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Robinson head football coach Tommy Allison joined ESPN Central Texas on Tuesday to talk about the Rockets' 3-0 start and also the keys to the Rockets' success early this season.
Yeah, I think number one is we have 30 seniors. We have a team roster of 37 kids and 30 were seniors. You know, 14 of these kids started as sophomores. We struggled that year. I think we won two games that year. So they're experienced. They've been here. They've done that. And they've sort of dedicated themselves to being, you know, great teammates and to effort. They're doing all the things that we need to do to be successful. And it's been a pretty good start for us.
The Rangers fell to the Astros 4-1 in game one of their two-game series. Tonight, they get things wrapped up. First pitch is at 7:10 on ESPN Central Texas for the Rangers broadcast and Fox Sports AM 1330 and 1590 for the Astros.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
With us, John Morris Show on this Wednesday morning. Appreciate you being with us. Brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Check out Amanda's Facebook page. Today is Wednesday. There'll be a new Catching Up with Cunningham video there. Also, the 254 series of videos just spotlighting area businesses. Great civic-minded approach there by Amanda Cunningham. She's been in this area a long time. She knows the real estate market in this area, and she can definitely help you whether you're buying or selling, moving across town or across the world. She's a global luxury specialist. She can help you anywhere in the world, really. So check it out on Facebook. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. All right, Baylor and Rice comes up Saturday evening, 6 p.m. at Rice Stadium in Houston. One of five games involving Big 12 schools this weekend. Only five. Two of those are conference games. Mm-hmm. So seven teams in action. That means three have the weekend off. 11 a.m. On Saturday, Iowa State's back in action. They're hosting Louisiana Monroe in Ames. It's 11 a.m. on FS1. I bet it's been a tough week in Ames, you know, to play Iowa, you know, have a chance to beat them all, you know, the build up to that with game day and then lose the game 18-17. I bet you they can't wait to get back on the field this Saturday.
Especially with how it ended, you know, with that punt, you know, you're running into your own player and everything. And, yeah, they will be seeking redemption. But Monroe is one of those tricky teams.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just going to come in there and lay down. So they're definitely going to Iowa State's definitely going to have to play, you know, full throttle with that one.
Yep. So that's Iowa State at home hosting ULM. Iowa State will be in Waco Saturday week to play Baylor opening conference play. That's September 28th. And you know that's been set for a 2:30 kickoff for the Bears and the Cyclones. That's on the 28th. 2:30 on Saturday on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, West Virginia at Kansas. So the conference opener for the Mountaineers coming off a big win over North Carolina State, and for Kansas coming off a big win on the road over Boston College.
That game just got really interesting.
Yeah,
Kansas getting that win on the road. I mean, before this weekend, I'm pretty sure everybody would maybe pencil in a West Virginia victory. But with what happened last weekend, it's wide open right now.
Exactly. Two teams, you know, with new coaches, two of the four new coaches in the league this year, but both, you know, coming off really, really good wins themselves and some momentum as they open Big 12 conference play. And that game is in Lawrence. It's at 2:30 Saturday. It's on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
And I'm not sure when the last time that Kansas probably won a home Big 12 or a Big 12 opener in any regards.
Yeah,
so
true.
That would probably be, you know, if they could pull that off, that would be really big for
them. Yeah, I'll check that. I don't know either. There hadn't been many Big 12 wins, home or away, for Kansas in the last few years. So I'll check that. 2:30 on FS1, the battle for the Iron Skillet, SMU at TCU. TCU is off to a 2-0 start and in the poll at number 25 this week. They're coming off that big win over Purdue, really a dominating win by the Frogs in West Lafayette, Indiana. They ran the ball so well, like 350-some yards rushing in that win over Purdue. They didn't throw it well. They didn't need to win over Purdue. But maybe they're looking for more of a balanced offense as they host SMU. It's in Fort Worth. It's Saturday at 2:30.
That's always going to be an interesting game just because of the rivalry and the Metroplex and everything. But TCU, they're the more talented team. I mean, really, if you want to get down to it, and they should win that one.
You would think so. Absolutely. And it's a great rivalry between those two who play, I think, every year now. It seems like every year in non-conference. 6 p.m., Baylor at Rice. It's on CBS Sports Network is the television broadcast for that. Now, that's not CBS.
That's what I was about to say.
It's not KWTX. It's CBS Sports Network. It's the sports cable arm of CBS. So I know where it is on my cable on Spectrum. I can't, top of my head, call the channel, but just look for it. You should have it, CBS Sports Network.
I'm about to look on that one. I have Grande, and I'm not sure if I have that channel or not.
Yeah.
I'll have to double check.
All right. There's always the radio. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. Every game, easy to find right here. Baylor and Rice, we're on the air at 4, kickoff at 6 Saturday from Rice Stadium. Then 6:30 on Saturday, it's on ABC, prime time for the Big 12, Oklahoma State at number 12, Texas. conference opener for the Cowboys and for the Longhorns. Texas coming off the win over Rice. Pretty dominant. What was it? 48-13, mm-hmm. something like that, for Texas over Rice last weekend. And then Oklahoma State struggled for the first half against Tulsa and really poured it on in the second half, won 40-21 over the Tulsa Golden Hurricane last week. So pretty good momentum for both these schools. Oklahoma State is 3-0 through non-conference. Texas, of course, 2-1. The loss coming to sixth-ranked LSU. Mm-hmm. So that's a fun game. I mean, that'll be fun to watch, Oklahoma State at Texas.
I'm pretty sure it'll be a high-scoring affair. I mean, Texas, when they played LSU showed them that they have some areas in their secondary that can be exposed. You know, and Oklahoma State should be able to take advantage of that. But at the same time, Oklahoma State's going to have to block up front and give – you know, the time to throw the ball. And it's going to be an exciting game with a lot of points, in my opinion.
Cowboys won in Stillwater last year, 38-35, real shootout last year. So Oklahoma State at Texas, 6:30 Saturday evening on ABC. So that's the Big 12 schedule for the weekend. That means Oklahoma, Texas Tech are off for the weekend, and Kansas State is off this weekend as well. And then by the time we get to next week, I think it'll be full go, mm-hmm. all Big 12 games on September 28th.
That'll be exciting. I mean, every game counts, you know, at that point. And you want to make a good push. And I like, you know, everybody's going to have to play each other. So you definitely don't want to lose, because, I mean, that's going to come down to it in the end. I mean,
right.
You got to take advantage of every opportunity out there.
Right, right. So that's the schedule. Big 12-wise this weekend, two league games, and then Baylor plays at Rice on Saturday evening. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, our day of the day, some birthdays to share with you, and we'll wrap things up. Look ahead to the Matt Mosley Show coming up top of the hour. Matt Mosley from 10 to noon, Unnecessary Roughness on the air at noon to 3, and you make the call 3 to 6 here on ESPN Central Texas. We're brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Go to baylor.edu/givelight.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked Marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of Marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chop for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through December 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Stop by Tipton International in Waco and Hillsboro for your brand new Kubota tractor, or find us online at TiptonInternational.com.
My house has a new glow. I love my window.
It's hot and humid. Looks like it'll be that way all summer, so it's time to get those windows replaced. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com or call 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Robinson head football coach Tommy Allison joined ESPN Central Texas on Tuesday to talk about the Rockets' 3-0 start and also the keys to the Rockets' success early this season.
Yeah, I think number one is we have 30 seniors. We have a team roster of 37 kids and 30 were seniors. You know, 14 of these kids started as sophomores. We struggled that year. I think we won 2 games that year. So their experience, they've been here, they've done that, and they've sort of dedicated themselves to being, you know, great teammates and to effort. They're doing all the things that we need to do to be successful, and it's been a pretty good start for us.
The Rangers fell to the Astros 4-1 in game one of their 2-game series. Tonight, they get things wrapped up. First pitch is at 7:10 on ESPN Central Texas for the Rangers broadcast and Fox Sports AM 1330 and 1590 for the Astros.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on a Wednesday morning, a little overcast outside. Keep your eye to the skies there and see what might be coming our way. Again, the Houston area, the coast, looks like it's really getting hammered, may do so for the next few days. So we'll see how that plays out with Baylor headed to Houston to play Rice on Saturday evening. All right, we'd like to give you our day of the day today. Garrett tells us today is, and when I saw the options, I knew this was the one you would pick.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, nothing else is really close. Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. National Cheeseburger Day, September 18th, honors America's favorite sandwich with a slice of cheese. A few days ago, we celebrated National Double Cheeseburger Day. This food holiday is the lighter version. While only a single stack, this tasty burger will earn a celebration. There are many theories to the beginning of the cheeseburger dating back to the 1920s. One story suggests that Lionel Sternberger is reputed to have invented the cheeseburger in 1926 while working at his father's Pasadena, California sandwich shop, The Right Spot. During an experiment, he dropped a slice of American cheese on a sizzling hamburger, and voila, the cheeseburger was born. But who's to say, I mean, how do you know where this was started?
I don't think you can really pinpoint one specific spot.
It could have been you and your backyard grill, you know? It could have been somebody that we didn't even know about. There are other claims, though, of the invention of the cheeseburger. Cheeseburger appeared on a 1928 menu at Odell's, a Los Angeles restaurant, which listed a cheeseburger smothered with chili for 25 cents in 1928. Kalen's restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky, says it invented the cheeseburger in 1934. Denver, Colorado, 1935, a trademark for the name cheeseburger was awarded to Louis Ballast of the Humpty Dumpty Drive-In. And then, according to its archives, Gus Belt, founder of Steak and Shake, applied for a trademark on the word cheeseburger in the 1930s as well. So got a lot of folks claiming the first invention or the invention of the cheeseburger.
Heavy debate there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a fan of cheese, though. I can't do a cheeseburger. I just roll with a hamburger.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way. I don't mind it. I mean, if there's a good cheeseburger there, I wouldn't pass that up. But given the option, I would just make it a plain hamburger.
Where's your go-to spot? You want a burger?
Oh, don't get me going there. There's so many. Double R is great. Mm-hmm. Double R is really good. That's the first one that comes to mind. You know, I like Five Guys, but I never go there.
It's expensive.
Maybe that's what it is. But I like it, but I hadn't been in a long time. MJ and I used to go there every once in a while. How about you?
I would say either Fuddruckers.
That's good.
Whataburger or Mike and Stacy's in Oglesby. They make a really good burger.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'll show you some pictures in a minute.
Okay.
Really legit.
All right. So there's a place out by us. We live in Hewitt, and there's a little Chevron store on the corner. You know what
I'm talking about?
Sun Valley and Bagby. And they do burgers there on the grill. And mm-hmm. I think they're the ones who do the Harris Creek burgers, right?
Yes, the same people.
Yes.
They're really good.
So I get gas there a lot, and whenever I'm close, man, it smells good.
That style of burger, I don't know what it is. It's you can't really pass that up. There's something
about
it. I
like that. Yeah.
They have the same one out in Harris Creek, and they make really, really good burgers as well.
Right. All right. So now we've covered a few. There's a lot that we've left off, I'm sure, because there's a lot of good places for burgers.
Yeah, plenty of options.
So that's the day of the day is National Cheeseburger Day. Celebrate appropriately. How about birthdays today? Let's see what we got on the list here. You said you didn't have anybody to really add?
No.
All right. I would put on the list of birthdays today. Here we go. It's Brian Estridge's birthday, the voice of the TCU Horned Frogs. Shot him a text this morning. Said, happy birthday, B. So if you know Brian Estridge, tell him happy birthday. How about Lee Miles out of Mart and Baylor? Today is Lee Miles' birthday. Always a smile on his face. And happy birthday to him. Looks like, according to Facebook, it's the big 5-0 for Lee Miles. So it's a big one today. Let's see who else. Zach Amundsen works with Baylor basketball. Zach does a lot of good work there. Happy birthday to him. And Coach Chris Acuff used to work with Baylor football, has moved on, and today is Coach Acuff's birthday. Michael Cooney is one of the dentists at the dentist spot we go to out in Hewitt. Today is Dr. Cooney's birthday. Tell him happy birthday. And, Corey Carbonera's birthday is today. Corey is at Baylor, has been for a long time, was really innovative working with Sony. He was on the leading edge with high-definition television working with Sony.
That's awesome.
So it was always cool when he would, you know, when I would run into him and I say, hey, what you got going? And it was always something like that, high-definition television. And think about it, before everything was high-def. Just the concept was, okay, that sounds cool. But then when you see it, whoa, hey, that's really cool.
And just see where it's at now, you know?
Yeah.
Just watch how it's just expanded.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Now to 4K and beyond that. So today is Dr. Corey Carbonera's birthday. And today is Allie Dixon's birthday. Allie lives down in Temple or Belton and a Baylor grad and just a jewel of a person. So, Allie, happy birthday to you if you happen to be listening, or if you know Allie, send her a birthday best wishes today. And where's that from?
That cheeseburger. Mike and Stacey's.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that an egg on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
That's really good. Yeah. God, that's huge.
Yeah, they don't play.
So Mike and Stacy's in Oglesby?
Yes.
All right.
Very legit.
You know, places like that sometimes have the best.
They really do.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That looks great.
Yeah.
All right. 9:52. I'm pretty hungry.
Me too.
So enjoy National Cheeseburger Day today, and happy birthday to those folks we mentioned. If we didn't miss you, I apologize that we missed you, but have a great birthday today as well. So it's also Darryl and Wanda Lanis' anniversary, so happy anniversary to Dr. D and Wanda Lanis. Have a great day with that. Mm-hmm. All right, appreciate J.P. Heath being on with us, the voice of the Rice Owls. We'll continue to preview Baylor and Rice coming up on Saturday. We'll get to visit with Coach Rule this afternoon before practice and get some players there as well. So no doubt you'll hear some of that coming up on the shows later today here on ESPN Central Texas. Tomorrow in the 9 a.m. hour, we'll visit with Lisa Ferguson, former Baylor softball great, who is going into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame in ceremonies in November. Last week we visited with Ryan Baccia, former Baylor men's golf great, and now tomorrow we'll visit with Lisa Ferguson if things work well. And so we look forward to that, reliving her great career playing for Baylor softball and what she's doing now. So we've got that scheduled for the 9 a.m. hour tomorrow. Appreciate JP being on with us. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Matt from 10 to noon. Stephen Simcox is coming in as well. Then Unnecessary Roughness from noon to 3. You make the call 3 to 6. Rangers and Astros go after each other again tonight. The Rangers broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas. The Astros broadcast on Fox Sports 1590. Have a great day, and Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next.
Super excited to be on the show.